Hi everyone, welcome back to Church Girl Rehab. I am your host, Natasha Ingman, and today is episode 4 of Going Home. I'm here on Church Girl Rehab for season 2. I'm excited that you guys are back and listening for episode 4. I have a lot of verses for you guys to look up and to read and to just try and pray and meditate over. But first, I want to do kind of an update on my process of getting back into church. So this week, my son was old enough to go into the nursery, which it's always hard having someone watch your son for the first time, or child, doesn't have to be your son. So I had a lot of anxiety about it, and it was the first Sunday I thought I was going to be without one of my friends. Up until this point, I've had one of my best friends sitting with me every Sunday, and I thought the Sunday I was going to be sitting alone, and I thought, okay, you know, maybe I just don't go. I don't know if I'm ready for this, and then I was like, you know what? No, I'm just going to go. I'm going to do it. They're going to take care of my kid. I'm going to be fine. If I have to sit alone, that's fine. Like, whatever. I just need to pull up my big girl panties and go. And not make excuses, because I've committed to trying to get back into this. I have no real reason not to go except for fear. And I didn't want fear to hinder this process. So I got dressed. I got ready. And we got out the door. And it went great. It did. I was nervous. My friend actually ended up coming a little bit later and sitting with me. But I think I needed that I can go on my own feeling. It was nice to have her there, and it's been nice to have somebody there with me. But I need to realize that I can't always have a security blanket with me when I'm trying to do something hard. And I think that's a really good spiritual lesson for all of us. Sometimes when God is calling us to do something with our lives or to get back into community with his people, it's going to be hard, and we can't always have a security blanket like a friend or something with us, because then we tend to just talk to that friend and we don't tend to branch out and get to know people for who they are right now. And we just kind of sit in that. So I'm glad that part of the morning I was able to go around and talk to everybody and have people come up to me and not just talk to my one particular friend who's been going with me. So that's great. And this week we will be starting kind of a small group, and it's an all women's group. So we'll see how that goes. I'll let you guys know, because again, going into small groups or different things like that, it can be nerve-wracking after being out for a while. I definitely have fears of judgment and different things like that, which I know are irrational based on how people are treating me right now. But again, I won't have that security blanket with me, so I will let you guys know how that is. But into today's topic for today's podcast, actually gonna reflect a little bit off of the message from Sunday, which is about the body of Christ. And I have some verses for you guys to read whenever you're ready to read that later on in your week or different things like that. I'd love for you guys to read 1 Corinthians 12:14-20, also Romans 14:13, Romans 15:5-7, Titus 3:1-2, and then Psalm 84:10. So if you guys would read those at your leisure, whenever you can, you'll kind of see how I've connected all of these to reflect the same point of the body of Christ. I do want to read a little bit to you guys and then get into talking, so just bear with me as I am reading some of our word, because that is where we glean our knowledge from. That's where we should be getting all of our points on podcasts like this or sermons or anything like that. If someone is having a sermon and they are not reading from the Word or anything like that, you need to figure out why, because that's where we should be getting our source of information based on the Lord, is His Word. So I want to go to 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to read you 1 Corinthians 12, 14. Now it says, "Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong in the body.'" So that's kind of where I want to start, really, is how many of us have left the church and said something similar to what's in this verse? How many of you have said, "Well, I'm not a speaker. I'm not called to be a pastor. I'm not called to be in women's ministry. I'm not called to do nursery. I'm not called to do janitorial work. So I just don't need to be here because I'm not called to do any of that stuff." So you're basically being like the verse says, because I'm a foot saying, because I'm not a hand, I don't need to be here. And that's what really stood out to me and God was kind of talking to me about for this episode, is how many of us have done that. We've said that we are not as important as so-and-so, or this happened to us because we're a foot and not a hand, or we're a mouth and we're not an eye. So we just don't fit in with this particular church or this particular group. But we're missing the point there. It's like saying, "I don't need my hand," and chopping off your own hand. Saying, "I don't need my ear," and ripping off your own ear. We all need those certain things, but your foot or hand might just be aching that day and need a rest. That doesn't mean you chop it off. That doesn't mean you get rid of it. But I think for so many of us, we make that choice for ourselves. We remove ourselves because we're not a particular quote-unquote body part of the body of Christ, or so we think. But we fail to realize that whatever body part that we are is needed. The spleen is just as needed as the eyes, you know? The stomach is just as needed as the mouth. They work together. Everything works together for His glory, for His good. And if we're removing ourselves, if we're a mouth and we remove ourselves from the body of Christ, then there's no food going in that mouth to go into the stomach. So then the stomach and the rest of the body suffers because the mouth isn't a part of the body. So many times I think we try and use this verse to justify, like, "Oh, we're different. Oh, we have different gifts," which, yes, everybody's different. Everybody has different gifts, but we shouldn't use it as a way to basically excommunicate ourselves from the body or from a certain group of people, because then that makes us just as judgy. You know, you're in a group with a bunch of mouthpieces, if you will, and you're a pair of eyes. So you remove yourself from that group because, "Oh, I'm just not like them." Well, that's good. You're not supposed to be like them. You're supposed to be different. The things that you've gone through are what make you different, and those are good things because they're needed things. The fact that you can see people differently is needed. Different viewpoints, different skills, different advantages are all needed to reach different people, different groups. And if we keep removing ourselves because we feel like we don't fit in, well, one, you'll never fit in. No one's is the same, so no one's ever going to really fit in with anybody else. And I mean that in a truly positive way. My best friend and I are both called to do very similar things. So I guess we would be similar parts of the body. She would be like right brain, I'd be like left brain. But we're still the brain, you know? And we both don't fit in the same spot. She has different friends and different groups than I have, but we're still called to do similar things. And some might say the same thing, but we don't fit in into the same group because we're not supposed to, because her experiences are supposed to be for the group that she's in, and mine are supposed to be for the group that I'm in. But we can still be friends and we can still be part of the body together, if you guys are getting what I'm saying. In Romans, God's really been taking me through Romans, guys. The word says that, in chapter 14, verse 13, let us stop passing judgment on one another. And it goes on and it talks about other things, but if we're removing ourselves because we're not a such and such body part, then I feel like a lot of the times we're passing judgment on, one, ourselves, and two, the people that we're not. If that makes sense. I'm not as important as a mouth. I'm not as important as a speaker. I'm not as important as the child care provider. You know, I'm not called to do ministry in church. God's never told me to write a Bible study or to write a book or to have a podcast. So I'm just not as important, which that's judging yourself. And you need to stop passing judgment on yourself. And you need to stop passing judgment on the other people saying, oh, well, they just have this life that they're called to do so much more than me. Like that's, you may say that as like a positive thing for them, but it's not a positive the way that you're saying it. It's a negative. You're judging them in a negative way because they're a different part of the body. And you're just using that judgment to rationalize why you're removing yourself. And I'm saying all this because this is totally me, guys. You know? Or we feel like, For me, I feel like, oh my gosh, there's so many people in the church that I'm called to go to that are called to be speakers. They're called to get up and share in different variations of sharing. Some are called to do quote unquote bigger things than others. And I was like, I don't need to be here. They don't need another person trying to speak. What is this? I can't try and do anything in here if we're all friggin' the same mouthpiece or whatever you wanna say. Like, I can't be in a church where everybody is called to lead a small group. Well, why not? Why are you making that choice for yourself? Because if God's called you to be in a certain church or a certain place, then obviously He's called you there for a reason. He's called you there so maybe you can learn or lean on people that are called to do similar things to you. It's not a bad thing if you are surrounded by people called to do a similar thing. That means that there's, again, things to glean off of and that there's people to lean on or ask questions like, hey, I feel like I want to use this verse in a sermon or in a topic for my podcast. What do you think about that? Like, I know that you've talked about it before, like, share your thoughts with me. And then that's two parts of the body coming together without judgment to glorify and to raise up the kingdom. To reach the lost is what we're called to do, not to judge each other. We're supposed to be united. We're supposed to be one. And that gets me into my next point, which is strife or grudges in the church. It's a cancer. That is a cancer inside the church. That is a cancer put in there by the enemy. He wants us to not get along. He wants you to not talk to so-and-so anymore. He wants you to hold on to that grudge so that those two body parts don't come together, so that the body isn't fully functioning. We have to get to a place where we get over ourselves. where we understand that the things that we went through were hard and painful and maybe caused by a certain person, but you got to get over it. You have to get over it. Otherwise, you sit in bitterness. Otherwise, you're plagued with the cancer of strife, of unforgiveness. And the only thing that suffers is you and the church. Like, what are we going to do if we can't fulfill the things that we're called to do because we're so bitter and we're so angry and we just want to rip off the ear because we don't like her? She caused me pain, so I'm not talking to her. It's petty. It's so petty, church. We have to be able to get to a point where we see the greater good, which is the full body of Christ, working the way that it's supposed to, as more important than the things that we've been through. We just have to get to that point. We have to realize that we shouldn't be judging others, that we should recognize our talents and the talents of others as equally important. And really work on being a healthy body of Christ. We're so unhealthy right now. We are such a sloth, if you will. We just like to sit on our fake couch and eat potato chips and watch Oprah. We're not doing, you know, the things that we need to do to be a healthy body. We ingest so much bitterness and so much unforgiveness and so much me, validate me, make me important. I need to be up there speaking, otherwise I'm not important. I need to be the one that leads this group, otherwise I'm not important. You're cutting my message off by 20 minutes so that we can have prayer time so people can get healed and saved. Well, that means that I don't get to be up there. I must not be important. I'm not a part of the cool crowd at church, so I'm not important. You know, I wasn't asked to lead youth group, so I'm not important. I wasn't asked to provide snacks for the nursery, so I'm not important. These are things that people literally say, and these are things that maybe you have thought in your head. I've just been really chewing on this topic for a while, if you will. Just kind of like trying to suck all the spiritual bone marrow out of the bones of this message. Because I think it's really important. I think it's really, really important that we all get along and we all realize that we're important. That we can go in somewhere and see the value of everybody there. And we can get over past hurts. And we can get to a place where we all get along. And where we can all just be the family and body that we're supposed to be. That we can share life with each other. That we can share our calls with each other. That one day I pray and hope that I'll be able to do ministry with people I used to do ministry with. I had this kind of daydream during church. I know, should be paying attention, but I had a daydream of me speaking and all of the people I used to do ministry with, like in band and like the youth group band, which one was my high school best friend, and I could just see them playing and then me coming on stage and us talking about our testimonies of how we've all gone through different things, but we're all able to see the value in each other and in each other's stories and be able to do ministry with each other again. That we got over past hurts and past the rat race that was our intern life of trying to be on top. And we could just do ministry with each other. All equally gifted, but all in different gifts. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I can research the Word of God, and I can write a message based on His Word and what He's shown me. When others don't like public speaking, I feel the closest to God when I'm doing it. And they feel the closest to God when they're playing the bass or the drums or singing or being on prayer team. Every part is important, and every person you've had in your life is important and is valuable, just as you're valuable. There's so much that we all have to offer individually, but if we all put those individual talents and gifts together, we're unstoppable, church. We are unstoppable together. You know the people that you know, and you've done ministry with the people you've done ministry with, because it was supposed to teach you something. You were supposed to come out different and stronger and better. Now, I understand that it's Church Girl Rehab, so that means that there's been a lot of hurt and a lot of mistreatment. I get that. I've been there. I've shared a little bit of my story. But I'm better because of those things that I went through, because I was around different parts of the body and I got to be in different situations. My empathy for people and for certain situations is so much greater because of that I'm able to speak to certain hurts, that the Lord is able to use me in that way because of the things that I went through, being the certain body part that I am, if that makes sense. I want to see the body together in unity. Unity. True unity. So, again, the verses I want you guys to read are Romans 14:13, Romans 15:5-7, Titus 1:2, and Psalm 84:10. Along with 1 Corinthians 12:14 through 20. I think if you guys really sit down and read those and pray and meditate on those verses, you'll see where I'm kind of going with all of this and why I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling. I just want everyone to get along and to be able to do ministry, to be able to, and ministry means life, to be able to do life with each other. Doesn't mean putting on a Sunday play or a speaking event or whatever. Ministry is life. Sharing your life, sharing the gospel with others, because that's what we're called to do. We're called to share the gospel, to change lives for the kingdom of God, to share Jesus and what He did. That's the ultimate. Not this, oh, I want to speak because it makes me feel good. I want to lead because it makes me feel good. I want to be in charge. That's not the point. The point is the gospel. The point is Jesus. The gospel points to Jesus. And that's what we're supposed to do together. If we're constantly feuding because, like in 1 Corinthians, the foot says that it is not the hand, so it does not belong to the body, then we're focusing on ourselves and we're not focusing on Jesus. We're not focusing on the gospel. We're not acting in true unity, because that's what we should unite over. Things have happened to all of us, but we should unite with each other because Jesus radically changed all of us. Because he died for all of us. If it was just for you, Jesus would have done the same thing. If it was just for them, he would have done the same thing. He would have hung on that cross for us individually if he had to. And that's what we should link arm in arm with. That should be what unites us. That should be how you view people when you go back into church, even though it's hard. They're human. They messed up. But they're important. And you showing them that they're important and that they're valuable and that because you are a foot that you need the hand. That we can't function unless we're functioning together. Just go into hospitals and go from room to room and talk to the people that have certain body parts that aren't working. If you go into a hospital and you go, again, room to room, you find people that certain body parts aren't working the way that they're supposed to, external or internal. And that's why they're there. That's why they're sick. That's why they're not healthy. And that's us, church. We're in a hospital bed as a church because the body isn't functioning the way that it's supposed to. Because the liver took off because it was hurt by something that the mouth said. You know, we keep doing that to ourselves. We keep putting ourselves in a hospital-like state, in a sickness, because we don't want to work as a body, because we think that we're not as important, so we just need to leave, or because we were hurt, so we just need to leave. It's like cutting off your hand, like I said earlier. You cut off your hand, you cut off a part of the body that's functioning. Ask somebody with one hand or with no hands how hard it is to do quote-unquote simple tasks because they're missing a part of the body. Try going around in your house and doing the things that you normally do minus your dominant hand, minus even your less dominant hand. You're going to find it difficult because you're missing a part of the body that you need to be able to do certain tasks. To us as a church, to be able to reach certain people, we need all of the parts. We need every piece of this puzzle. We need to not cut ourselves off. We need to not cut somebody else off. We need to not pass judgment. We need to get along and find unity in the church and in the body. You need to find the place where you belong. You need to find what makes you you and what God has called you to do, and to see that as so valuable. You are set on assignment from the Lord to be the hand, to be the foot, to be the ear, to be the eye. Every piece is important. Like a puzzle. If you miss a piece, the picture isn't done. There's a hole. There's something that needs to be there. You need to be there. This is something that I feel really strongly about, at least personally for myself, when it comes to going back into church. I have been feeling so much joy lately since I've been back into my relationship with the Lord and since I've been back going to church, because I found my place. I found where I belong, which is with Jesus and with his people. Now, again, I'm not saying you have to go back to that old church. But what I'm saying is that when you find the place where you belong, where you find your community, where you find like-minded people, you're going to have this joy when you get back into your true relationship with Jesus. His joy is just going to overflow in your life, and hard things from your past just don't seem as hard anymore. Healing really starts to take place when you recognize who you are and where you belong. We belong with Jesus. We belong with his people doing his work. Just pray and meditate on these verses this week, guys, and really think about this topic. Really think about your giftings and the things that you know God has called you to do. He's called you to open that business. Think of the skills that he's given you to do that. Feel blessed that you're called to be that, a business owner. Not everyone's called to do that. Feel blessed if you're called to be a stay-at-home mom and minister to your kids. Not everyone's called to do that. Feel blessed that he's giving you Bible study titles. Not everyone's called to do that. But the business owner, the mom, and the Bible study writer are all working for the kingdom. They're all working for good. They're all needed body parts. It's such a weird analogy sometimes to think of, but it's all needed. It's all needed, and it's all connected, because it all points back to Jesus and to the gospel. Thank you so much for listening this week, guys. I appreciate your time. You are loved, you are wanted, and you are amazing. This is Church Girl Rehab. I'm your host, Natasha Engman. Follow me on social medias. My name, Natasha Engman. And I will talk to you guys next week. Be blessed.